Hello, everyone, and welcome to What's Stopping You Fostering Female Ambition. My name is Clyde Bellingham, and I am the Deputy President of the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Scotland. I'd now like to welcome Sinead Donovan, who is the Chairperson of Grant Thornton, Grant Thornton Ireland, and incoming President of the Institute of Chartered Accountants in Ireland. Sinead, as a working mother yourself, what are your views on the results of the poll?
Yeah, thanks, Clive. And look, I'm very interested to see that flexible working has come first. To me, the second one was what came out in the poll, the supportive manager. And to me, the supportive managers are the glue. They are the catalyst. They are the drivers to ensure that policies and support are implemented. But it's a whole raft of things that go to support women. So look, good morning, everyone, or good evening, or wherever you may be. It's lovely to be talking to the global family of accountants. Let me start with some facts here from Ireland, which really support the need for this type of conversation. We carried out some research, we being the Institute of Chartered Accountants in Ireland, carried out some research in July 2021 and noted the following. 2 in 5 females claim their gender has impacted negatively on their career, compared to 3 in 4 males who claim their gender had no impact. And then the other fact in Ireland was that close to half of all females claim to have personally experienced discrimination during their career in accountancy versus just over 1 in 5 males. So look, these findings linked with the findings in this CA worldwide research on the mid-career females means that undoubtedly there are issues in the profession for females, and most profoundly at the crunch time of their mid-career. I get it because I've lived it. I've come out the other side, but I do bear some scars, and I don't want anyone else to go through that experience. Those personal experiences have framed my thoughts on the issues, and more importantly, what can be done to address the challenges. So I'd like you to have 2 northern stars as you listen to me speak. The first star is we need to create an environment where females can bring their full self to work. And the second northern star is ensure that management have the appetite, the training, and the time to be supportive, innovative, and flexible in how they manage and navigate mid-career females in their team. The first theme of being able to bring your full self to work really comes from a personal experience of mine, not being permitted to do so at times in my career journey. Just as my career was taking off as a new partner, I collided with the personal challenges of having a family, of having to navigate being time poor, and most importantly, of dealing with changing views around me as peers decided that I had changed with the change in my personal self. And what do I mean by that? Well, when I announced I was pregnant, I saw an overt shift as my peers, who were generally male at that time, assumed I would lose my passion, assumed I would lose my hunger, and assumed I would lose my ambition. None of that was true. So in an effort to prove this, I overcompensated and I became more hungry. I became more driven. Dare I say it, I became more aggressive. And by definition, more stressed and deeply unhappy. I wasn't permitted to bring my full self to work. The full self, which was that female who was dealing with conflicting pressures on their time, their emotions, and their responsibilities, and who was hugely struggling, but was wearing a mask of toughness. So now, as a leader, I try to learn from my mistakes, from my error in not being a true role model to other females. And I am very vocal about the challenges that females feel at this time of their lives, in the hope that females in my team, in my firm, in my profession, will feel safe and empowered to verbalize if they are feeling those pressures. Secondly, when females do acknowledge this and speak up, I want to ensure that managers know what to do and how to react. This takes time. It is not a one size fits all. And time is quite often exactly what leaders and managers don't have. So it is critical that we give leaders the time and the tools to navigate what will only be a temporary flex or a temporary provision of support to their teams. Perhaps it may be the flexible time of working that came out in the poll. It may be the ability to work from home. It may be increased team resources to cover some tasks, or it may be counselling to emotionally support the female. But whatever it is, it will be temporary, and it will ensure that that female stays in the profession and stays in a position to platform themselves to the next level. So my message today is to three cohorts. One, to the females themselves. Two, to the leaders in the audience. And three, to us, the profession. To the females, be brave and bring your concerns to work. Seek out where you can to get support. And if that is not in your workplace, then that role must fall to us as profession owners. To leaders in companies, please ensure you design policies to support mid-career females, but most importantly, live those policies. Train your management to know how to flex with those who need support. Policies and procedures only go so far and will not be effective without a supportive manager. And finally, to us, the profession owners, we need to do exactly what we are doing here. Ensure the issue is talked about, guide the profession as to how to navigate it, and to ultimately be there for our own members if they feel they cannot get the support from their closest stakeholders. Thanks, Clive, and thanks to this webinar.